This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Do you know what the number one cause of death in the United States is? It's abortion.
No, actually,
it's abortion.
Shay, you have a right to one.
Abortion is murder.
Shay, stay away from her.
Your daddy would have killed you. Again.
What will you do to me?
I'll abort you after.
You'll abort me after term?
Yes, like late term abortion. You.
At a women's march, you just said you would murder me.
I'm not against justice.
Like the tears when I said goodbye. Yeah, I went with nothing. Nothing but the thought of you. I went wandering.
Caitlin Bennett has a lot of courage. I've been familiar with her work for a couple of years. And she was talking about getting demonized by the so-called right wing. But she's a Soros provocateur. Because she goes out and gets all these viral videos showing leftists acting bad. The Republican Party at the top works for the Democrats. Limbaugh came out and said that in a clip we played in the first hour. They all piled onto these kids. When anybody could look at it and say, like Limbaugh said, you've got someone who's probably a political activist for the Democrats, which it turned out Limbaugh's right. We were right. He's a professional activist. He goes to universities and on Halloween and starts fights with people that are wearing any type of Native American outfit. Hey, dude, it's America. Anybody can dress however they want. America's all about everybody appropriating everything. It's like telling Japanese not to wear Western suits. They laugh at you. People are having fun. What's one of the most fun parties to have is a fiesta party. You know, my daughter's born on Cinco de Mayo, my youngest daughter. We're going to have, we've already done it once. We have a Mexican-themed party because the food's good. The neighbors like tequila and stuff like that. Get a margarita machine. It's not pissing on Mexicans that we're adopting their holiday. It's fun. And by the way, people go out dressed in sombreros. White people and the Mexicans love it because they get it. It's fun. You know, being normal, having fun. But I digress. It's having a Western party. But they just keep trying to push this, just keep trying to do this, they keep trying to create this division. I don't see it working. I see it starting to peak. What do you think is coming next?
Honestly, I have no clue. I think they're kind of setting this up to where they are going to program everybody watching this and everybody listening to what's going on with these kids as a way. They're pushing for the red MAGA hats to be a symbol of racism. They want that. They want people to be attacked that wear a MAGA hat. I have seen
Saying it's the new white hood, so they have a right to do it just because of that.
Yeah, I have seen so many people say, if you're wearing a MAGA hat, then you obviously are asking to be assaulted. You're asking for it. And it's like, this is coming from the party that says girls in short shorts and short skirts aren't asking to be sexually assaulted. It's the same concept, but they have no other way to think about this. They're programmed this way. You can't go after girls for dressing a certain way, and you can't say they're asking for it, but people wearing a hat or asking to be doxxed and threatened to be murdered and threatened to be killed and their school to be shot.
What they're saying is they are the moral authority. They can do things that we can't. It's like liberals can dress up like Hitler and make a joke, but we can't. They are the gods. They are above us. They are in command. They are in control.
They want to make sure that, exactly, they're in control. They want to make sure it stays that way because they want to make sure that they brainwash the public into assaulting us in public, demonizing us whenever they get the chance, and they're making sure that we will never have a Republican or, a conservative or right-wing majority in this country. If you demonize enough people that wear that hat, you're going to start scaring
them. It's bullying. I've got Dan Lyman coming up. I want to finish with you in 60 seconds. Let's go out to break with part of the Women's March main refrain that America was never that great. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. Here it is.
America!
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Stay with us. This is the InfoWar.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we saw the dude that looked like an NFL linebacker, or He-Man Castle of Grayskull, I Have the Power, walk into a GameStop and kick down four things, threaten to beat everybody's ass. He walks up with his giant shoulders and his 20-inch neck, 6'4". And the clerk says, "Hey, guys, I'm ready for you." And he goes, "It's a man!" You saw that. Well, there's a new video. It's on InfoWars.com. I'll play it later in the hour. It's Ma'am 2.0. Another transgender freaks out after being misgendered. Transgendered freaks out over pronouns becoming a common occurrence. A transgender went ballistic at an Alamo rent-a-car dealership Monday after an employee apparently misgendered him by referring to him as sir. The clip posted at the transgender's Instagram account shows him pacing around the store, barking at employees for misgendering him. Boy, wouldn't you love to have your daughter in a bathroom with this guy? "You, sir, you calling me sir? I'm not a sir, I'm a ma'am," shouts the transgendered employee. "I'm a ma'am, I'm a ma'am." It's a new song. "I'm a ma'am, I'm a ma'am, I'm a man, man, I'm a ma'am's man. I'm a mamma, ma'am, ma'am, I'm a mamma, I'm a ma'am's man. Look out, daddy. Mama wants some loving tonight." Woo! Woo! So, "I'm a ma'am. I'm a ma'am. You're being rude. It says on my ID, I'm a ma'am. He's being rude. You know your pronouns? You better learn, baby. I tell you what I am, you better figure it out. And if you don't know it, there's going to be a scene here. Know your pronouns, honey. It's an effing world out here. Know your pronouns, stupid," the transgender says to the camera. Let's just play that clip right now. Here it is, the Twilight Zone. And remember, they're having story time at your elementary school right now with these folks. Here it is.
"Alamo is being rude. She was real rude with her black ass, and she called me, huh? She supposed to be at work, and y'all going viral, honey, on Facebook. You too. That bitch with no name."
Hey, pause. I mean, this person is talking like they're a I am from planet Klondar. We are here. It's like, call me by my name, Glue Clark. On my planet, we have no sex or race. You have not announced to me here. I mean, this is the total globalist Tavistock Institute takedown of civilization on record. I have stacks of articles. Google to outlaw the term family. Like, if I want to say effing when I type something on my iPhone, it says ducking. It's beyond that. Now you won't be able to say family. These people aren't playing games. So let's go ahead and finish up this.
"That bitch with no neck.
I need you to get out.
And you call me a sir? I'm not a sir. I'm a ma'am. I'm a ma'am.
Get out.
I'm a ma'am.
Can you get out?
I'm a ma'am. I'm a ma'am. You being rude. Okay. I'm a ma'am. I'm a ma'am. My ID say female. He's being rude. Know your pronouns. Know your pronouns.
Get out, please.
Know your pronouns.
Can you just for a minute?
Know your pronouns.
If this person was talking to 5-year-olds about their sex, it'd be okay.
Know your f***ing pronouns. It's a world out here. It's a f***ing world out here. Know your f***ing pronouns. Stupid.
Miss.
Suck my f***. like you said, man,
get
and
out.
Him.
Hey.
Suck my
please get out.
The left always goes to sexual assault. So, we have Caitlin Bennett reporter repeatedly people saying, I'm going to rape you, I'm going to kill you, at multiple marches. They haven't even gotten to that yet. We have Owen Shorter being sexually assaulted. So let's go over this right now, and then we'll go to our guest, who is in Davos, doing a great job, Dan Lyman, with huge developments. But let's go ahead, since I didn't get to this earlier, let's play flashback. Old leftist says he can rape Caitlin Bennett if he wants to. This is so, and we have video of a man grabbing my genitals and licking my face and slapping me in the face. The police did nothing in Austin, and an event called Alex Jones's Fake News that I showed up to. So that's their MO, is they can be black, they can be white, they act like Slimer from Ghostbusters, completely insane, and they go for your genitals. Or they, you heard it, I'm a man, suck my you-know-what. Here it is.
Not in history. Well, tell me about the...
Hey, don't touch me.
Yeah. I want to touch you. Don't touch... Oh, I'm... Why not? I'm,
good boy.
Hey, I'm allowed to touch her.
No.
No, you are not allowed to touch me.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not.
Because I'm a raper. Because I have rights.
So this man just said that he could rape me if he wanted to.
Look at your Supreme...
I don't want... I'm going to go get the officers because that's disgusting. No, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
No one touched you.
Yes, they did.
I know he did, but we just got to back up away from this lady's
you
store.
You can move away. You can move away.
That was messed up. That's why.
Yeah, it was messed up.
I heard that. I should.
And I like how there's women defending him when he just said he could rape me. And there's women defending. I thought we believed women. I thought we supported women. That man just said he could rape me.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. You're supposed to believe women. Why aren't you believing me, ma'am?
All right, let's stop there. I can't see anymore. By the way, Ann Coulter's just tweeted, like Don Jr. did last week. Journalist August 2018, Alex Jones caused the families of Sandy Hook victims to be harassed. He must be banned from all social media, which I never said go there. It's out of context, a lie. January 2019, please kill these children and their families. Shoot up their school. Murder them. So Caitlin Bennett, you know, finishing up here, should I show them threatening to kill you or rape you at this march? We already did. Should I show Owen being sexually assaulted and the woman in front of cops saying I'm allowed to and the cops agree? I mean, these people have gone psychotic, Caitlin.
Yeah, and, you know, talking about the flashback that you just posted of that man saying he had the right to rape me, you know, I wanted to leave that situation because it didn't feel comfortable, but I knew I needed that on video. I knew I needed to spread out that the Democrats are like this. That's how they are at these anti-Trump protests. They aren't who they claim to be. So, you know, just having that little bit of courage to go out and spread the truth goes a long way because a lot of people have seen that video and a lot of articles are written on it. So, you know, to all the listeners right now, don't be afraid to go out there and, you know, film these people. Make sure you're carrying, though, to protect yourself. But, yeah, we have to expose these people. We can't be afraid. We can't let them intimidate us and call us racist. And we can't let them, oh, my goodness, he's hitting you. He's straight up just hitting you.
He actually grabbed my testicles. When I wouldn't hit him, when he slapped me three times in the face with what he had in his hand, then he grabbed my genitals and then said, I like children. Why not?
And, you know, we never see us fight back against these people.
Well, they're literal demons. They always show up and go, we're going to murder you. Your children belong to us. It's what you always read about in, like, every culture says demons, ancient Japanese writings, ancient Roman writings, ancient Greek writings. Others said the evil spirit takes over and says, your house is mine, your kids are mine, I'm going to rape you. And a demon-possessed person then tries to grab your genitals. Now, whatever it is, I don't know what it is. The point is, they're manifesting the same thing. In fact, let's play the woman assaulting Owen. Go ahead and play that.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
No, bye.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
Well, I'm not going to arrest you.
They're police officers right here. But
so look at this. Women have so much privilege, she can sexually assault me and get away with it. If I did that to her, I'd get arrested.
I just told you. If you want to go ahead, there are police right here.
So those are leaderless followers programmed by Hollywood, the literal scourge of hell. So whether demons are real or not, this behavior is real. Closing comments, Caitlin, the great job you're doing, how people can follow what you do with your independent work.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter before I get banned. I'm sure it's only a certain amount of time. Just keep checking InfoWars for articles about my work. You can follow me on Facebook at Case and Safe Space. But most importantly, make sure the listeners, make sure you guys are supporting InfoWars. That's, you know, they support me so much, and I have nothing but respect for InfoWars for helping me get my message out to even more people. So definitely support them so that I can keep doing my work and exposing the Democratic Party and these leftists and how evil and vile that they are.
God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Great job. Thank you. The globalists try to hold on to power like Pelosi and all them. But with me, I want to find people to pass the baton to. That's the real act of leadership, is helping find great people and promoting them who are better than you are in the aggregate, and then being able to retire and watch what they do. And like Dan Lyman, the amazing job he's doing with EuropeWars.com, on fire with reports, working with Kit Daniels, the rest of the crew supporting him here. When we come back, he's got big breaking news, huge, huge developments. They tried to form an EU army today. The public booed them. They've got big fences put up. It's huge. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Radio listeners, I'll read the article. TV viewers, you'll see it on screen. Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson article. Just broke. Macron and Merkel booed before signing European Army Treaty. Chorus of jeers greet globalist. This literally just happened the last 30 minutes. Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron were booed during the signing of a treaty that takes another giant step towards establishing a European army. Video footage shows the two leaders posing for photographs in Germany earlier today, as the chorus of jeers and boos can be heard in the background. So, Hitler had a plan. This is on record. Just type in EU was a Nazi plan. To have a European superstate, they were going to put Edward VIII, who was king of England. He had to abdicate over it. He was in Spain when World War II started. He was German. House of Windsor was a made-up term for World War II. I mean, nothing against Germans. I mean, my wife's almost completely German. I'm like half German when it comes down to it. That's probably have more blood from Germany than anything else. Not bashing Germans, but the point is the Nazis had a plan to take over Europe. And that's what happened. They failed, but the EU plan got picked up by the globalists. And Bilderberg was set up between what was left of the European elite and the Western elite. And the plan was established. And so, to have them, we're going to roll this booing in a moment, to have them being booed and to have them, just 10 years ago we'd report on the EU army plan that people tried to pull out. They go, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. 2 years ago they'd say it. And now it's, oh yeah, you try to stop migrants coming in. Italy tries to stop boats coming in, Soros boats from North Africa. We're going to use our military to stop nation states. We're going to march troops into Austria and into Poland and into Romania. This is being said. If they try to stop, quote, migrants. The last time that happened was with Adolf Hitler in 1940, folks. You can't make, and then Juncker is the drunken idiot head of the EU whose grandfather was royalty and the most rich man in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And Prussian, who the Prussians won the war before World War I, even started with the rest of the empire. But it's a long story. The point is that it gets into Kaiser Wilhelm, it gets into World War One, it gets into all these same territorial battles and lines that were already set up. And so the EU is a Nazi creation. People go, oh, that's ridiculous. The VW symbol was drawn by Adolf Alois Hitler in 1934. He drew the Volkswagen bug. He designed the engine. He was pretty damn smart. Bad guy. He designed the Autobahn idea with Albert Speer, the engineer and architect. He came up with the Audi symbol for the Olympics. Hitler created the Olympic symbol himself. The drawings are in museums. I've seen them. The rings. So, yeah, all of it. Adolf Alois Hitler. So now, Adolf Alois Hitler set up a plan for a pan-European Union that then would merge the Middle East and Africa and take over the world, and now they're doing it. Let's play that clip from just 30 minutes ago as Merkel and Macron, two traitors to European nations, are booed. Here it is. right there with a Nazi symbol. That's an Audi A8. It's 200 miles an hour. That's one of the safest cars you can drive. Way overpriced. Woo! Listen to that. Woo! I mean, that is overpower. People are pissed. But these arrogant people don't give a damn. Wow. France in bed with Germany to bring in a Hitlerian plan. Can't make that up. Our own Dan Lyman is on fire as usual. He is in Davos, Switzerland, right now on the mountaintop. Shot video and photos that are on his Twitter. We'll show him of big steel barricades put up to guard the globalist elites and armed guards as well, something they're pushing Europe can't have. Wow, give us your first take on what you've witnessed, Dan.
Good to be back with you, Alex. It's been quite a few days here. As you know, a couple days ago, I was on the ground with the commoners in France and Paris for their protests against the global elite. And now I am in a basically a luxury ski village in Switzerland with the global elite. So it's been quite a few days, as you can imagine. You were showing that wall there. Ironically, that wall is right in front of the Facebook office. I don't know if it's necessarily related to the Facebook office, but it's right there. And I don't see anyone at Facebook complaining about that wall. And there's walls all over the city that are protecting different hotels, event centers, and, of course, the main event, and plenty of armed military and police that are keeping an eye on everything. And if you go where you're not supposed to, they will stop you. If you film something you're not supposed to, they will shut you down. So they can do that here to protect the elites, but we can't have that on our southern border.
That's a big central point. But while you're there covering this, what do you make of Herr Merkel and, of course, Macron being booed like that?
Incredible. From my understanding, there were yellow vests on the ground in Aachen where they were signing that treaty today. And some of them apparently came all the way from France to protest against Macron, who has had to cancel his appearance here at Davos due apparently to instability in France. But, you know, that remains up for debate because he, of course, could be there to sign this treaty. And it's an interesting point. I wasn't aware that this treaty was signed today. But I had to look it up on the way, and I said, wow, okay, so that's why Macron and Merkel aren't here. Merkel is scheduled to come tomorrow. But the coverage is so interesting. Anyone in the mainstream media is prefacing coverage of this treaty by saying that the far right are spinning conspiracy theories about an EU military. And even the Irish Times uses the word bland. The agreement is bland multiple times. I don't know if I've ever seen mainstream media talk about an agreement as bland. I think they're really trying to discourage people from paying any attention to this.
That's right. But they came out last year and said, we're going to use an EU army to suppress nation states that try to even leave. So this is a true repeat of World War II.
Exactly. You had the Prime Minister of Belgium last year who has now been actually ousted partly because of the yellow vest protests in Belgium. Charles Michel, he actually warned Viktor Orban, basically, and we covered that at the time, that if Hungary didn't take more migrants, they maybe could face some military consequences. So these people just throw around these military threats all over the place. But when we talk about it, we're conspiracy theories.
You're right. And it's so bold. It's so insane. But the good news is when they brought in the EU, they said it didn't exist 20 years ago. And then now they'll always have a few people out when they celebrate an EU holiday. No one's there. Everybody's protesting it. So here's like 30, 40 people. If you're a radio listener, you can't see this. 30, 40 people there waving their EU flags, all the assistants of the bureaucrats. And then you've got huge crowds that have been blocked off, obviously far away, but still so loud. You can hear the building shaking with the booing. This is epic stuff as the villagers come with their pitchforks towards Dr. Frankenstein's castle. We'll be back with Dan Lyman, who heads up EuropeWars.com. Only you can help the transmission get out.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Dan Lyman is on top of a mountain in Switzerland, Davos. His connection is cut. We're getting him back on. Show big 20-foot steel barriers and walls. Soldier, sniper, and security at Davos, protecting the world's rich and powerful. Look at this. Anti-drone guns. A member of police unit practices using an anti-drone gun as the security services practice. That's last year, this year, all of it. So, but we're not supposed to have any borders, any walls. You know, there's a story I forgot to get to Sunday that no one's covered. They have a huge homeless problem downtown with people committing crime and crapping everywhere by these businesses. So they're building a fence along these businesses so the homeless can't go in there. And it's all the liberals going, we've got crime. We've got problems. We want all this shut down. In fact, I think I sent it to you guys Sunday. We never played it. Get that for the end of the hour because I want to get that video. City erects fence, CBS News Local. City erects fence to stop crime. Yeah. Even if you have nice neighbors on both sides, they've got dogs, you've got cats. The dogs might eat your cats, or you've got dogs. Or your neighbor's got a pool. You don't. You don't want your toddler going and falling in and dying. Fences make nice neighbors, folks. Fences and walls are nice. They're good. That's why any civilization has them. It's like doors. There are mosquitoes outside in most areas of the country. You don't want to leave the windows open in the spring or summer, or you come home and there's 1,000 flies in your house sometimes. Oh, yeah, if it's when the weather changes in some parts of the country. I've been in hunting shacks in, like, Minnesota, and we go out on the boat to catch walleye and Great Northern or whatever for 6-7 hours. You come back and somebody left a window open, just cracked, or the door cracked, and there's hundreds of flies on the windows and mosquitoes in there and biting flies. Well, any type of wall is immoral, even though every one of your cells has a membrane. Every plant cell has a wall. Nancy Pelosi says they can't exist. You know, you can say, well, that's funny, that's stupid. It's not. The border is collapsing. Latin America is a hellhole. Any safe areas in Mexico, which is a beautiful country, are defended by paramilitary checkpoints. And even those zones like Cancun aren't as safe as they were and are collapsing. I know some friends that said, oh, we hear Cancun's having a bunch of murders and death and all this and shootings every day. But you know, it's driven prices down. We're going to fly down there. This is bull. Twice while they were there. Machine gun fire, police, and dead people. Now, they didn't see the dead people, and it wasn't even on the news. But they talked to locals. Oh, yeah, there was a shootout with some guys. They killed them in a car. There was a shootout on the beach. You're just out on your balcony at your place. You know, and pow, 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 boom, boom, boom. I mean, this is what's going on, folks. Let's go back to Dan Lyman, who is in Switzerland up on that mountaintop at Davos, strategically placed. What's on the agenda this year? What was it like in the preparations? What do you make of what's going to come out of this when Trump obviously didn't show up because of the shutdown?
Well, yeah, this year is a little bit different than last year. Of course, last year was a lot of hype with Trump coming and then, of course, canceling this year. I believe Secretary of State Pompeo came in through a video feed today. But they were saying that the most anticipated guest this year would be Jair Bolsonaro from Brazil. And Bolsonaro delivered the opening speech today for the event, and apparently it was 6 minutes long. And he apparently didn't really say much. So people were kind of shocked by that. And I watched part of the speech. I don't speak Portuguese, but at least could get a gist of it. And Bolsonaro, he didn't look comfortable addressing this room of people. They're not his people, but from my, you know, understanding of who he is, and he probably loathes most of them. So I don't know if he was trolling them or just didn't feel comfortable, but it was an interesting start to the whole series of events with Bolsonaro.
Well, I have a theory. They're going back 5 years, 4 years to his son getting $47,000 of payments. They're saying they're mysterious $2,000 payments. And so, oh my gosh, he must be corrupt, so we can't fix Brazil.
Right, and they're definitely attacking him for this. They're saying this proves that he's stupid. They make the same arguments as with Trump. They say he's just a dumb far-right fascist, basically. Clearly, he's not an idiot, but I wonder what the impetus behind such a short speech would be. I mean, of course, he has speechwriters, so I'm wondering if he was just trolling them, you know, to let them know that he disdains them, because he clearly does disdain the international socialists that are here in attendance.
Well, you know, you take the globalists wanting to flood Europe with totally undocumented people in their own admission to collapse it, to consolidate it. They're trying to get rid of a middle class. And they have this whole argument, well, we're the elites, we're real smart. No, you're running things into the ground despite the renaissance of human development. It's that simple. And then you look at the globalists, they're all the ones that live behind walls with armed guards. So they're doing this Why do you think the globalists are trying to collapse the West, Dan Lyman?
It's a power thing, in my mind, for sure. I think we are the last bastion of, you know, of semblance of freedom. And if they can do away with us, they can do away with the last speed bump in their way. And I was picking through some of the things written by Klaus Schwab recently that he's the one that founded the World Economic Forum. And he speaks very openly about drafting a blueprint for a shared global governance architecture. So it's not, I mean, there's no mistaking the meaning behind that. They do believe in a global governance. And he made another interesting point here in a blog that was only written a few months ago. He said, with advances in robotics and artificial intelligence in the context of aging societies, we will have to move from a narrative of production and consumption towards one of sharing and caring. That sounds like socialism or communism to me for the lay folk, and not for them, of course.
Well, sure, these globalists literally pay no taxes. They're obsessed with it, but they always virtue signal. What do you make of Alexandria Cortez coming out and saying, oh, any billionaires is immoral, and then Davos says they're worried about that? They're the ones creating the culture war. They're the ones creating all this. They're the ones who have created the inequity by them not paying any taxes.
That's an interesting one, because today there was actually an American investor on the inside delivering a talk, and he hinted at that. He said that there may need to be talk about the 70% income tax for the wealthiest Americans. He said that conversation might need to be had in the next U.S. presidential election. So it's interesting, and I was wondering if it was just paying lip service to the socialists, and they do realize that politics on the left are swinging so hard to the left that they have to talk about these things. But of course, you know, they find a way around it. So maybe,
but that's what they've been financing. They know they're doing all these multinational deals offshore where they don't pay tax. So when they say rich people, they mean somebody making $100,000 a year. They mean getting rid of any middle class. That's their end game goal, because, as you said, they want a consolidation. They want total power. They don't want America and the rich West as an example to people to aspire to. They want folks to live in austerity so the globalists have total control.
Right. My thought is, if they start talking about this now and just sell it as, oh, it's only the richest of the rich, eventually they can roll it down, like you said, to much lower income levels, and we'll just have heard about it so much that it won't shock us at that point.
Well, and that's the thing. Listen, all these globalists don't pay any taxes, but they're all liberals and give money to Black Lives Matter to virtue signal and create a race war. So there's no way they're ever going to do this. They mean it for the general public. It's like Obamacare was written to rip everybody off. Totally, totally sick. We'll be right back on the other side with Dan Lyman, with what's happening there at the whole Davos globalist confab, where global government is front and center, ladies and gentlemen. You can follow his great work at Citizen Analyst on Twitter. A lot of great videos and photos from Davos at Citizen Analyst with Dan Lyman. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. If you don't share our articles and videos, nobody else will.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dan Lyman is in Davao, second time he's covered it. Angela Merkel and her footstool, Macron, are not in attendance. They're in Germany, where they just signed a deal to create the unelected EU army to stop nation states from leaving. But I thought I would illustrate something. The leftist, globalist-controlled city of Austin, which actually has an agreement with the UN, it's called a municipalized city, so it follows UN directives, not even state and federal directives, is building a wall, a barrier, a fence. They're talking about more fences. In fact, I confirmed actually more are being built this morning to keep the homeless and the illegal alien tent cities out of the alleyways and other areas. So the first of many barriers is now being built to stop the crime. This is local news. This has got no national news. Downtown Austin crime pushes city to install 10-foot fence along Red River alleyway. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Nancy Pelosi said all walls or fences are immoral. Can we cue that up for later? But here is the CBS News report on the leftist Great Wall of Austin. Here it is.
You can see fighting, people having sex, people defecating. I mean, it's terrible. It's a third world country back there.
A secluded alleyway in downtown Austin known for crime will soon get blocked off. The city is looking for contractors to put up a fence in the Red River District. CBS Austin's Jordan Bonke spoke with businesses in the area who say the sooner it goes up, the better.
With live music, good food, and nightlife, there's lots to bring people to the Red River Cultural District.
Build that wall.
But there's one sliver of the street where the city...
Build that wall.
...people out.
Why do people want to come out here if that's the stuff that they have to deal with?
Dave Machinist is part owner of the Empire Control Room. His venue backs up to this alley, a small stretch between Beerland and the Sidewinder that's been a challenge for the community.
You can see people dealing drugs, exchanging drugs for money. Mm-hmm. You can see fighting, people having sex, people defecating. I mean, it's terrible. It's a third world country back there.
When police tried to fix the issue with lights, city staff said it made the problem worse. And Luke Akers of Hoboken Pie had a front row seat.
That alleyway needs to be shut down. It should have been shut down over 5 years ago whenever we first started complaining about it, because it is the head of the drug and prostitution ring here in Austin.
When we got out here, we walked down the alley without our cameras on, and we ran into two people in a sexual act in broad daylight.
Nobody should be back there in the first place.
So earlier this week, the city decided on plans for a fence on either end of the alley. It'll be at least 10 feet tall, and the businesses on either side will have access. A city spokesperson told us it's become a public safety concern.
The fence will help, hopefully, deter the crime in that specific area, but my biggest worry is it's just going to travel to the other alleyways.
In downtown Austin, Jordan Bonke, CBS Austin News.
And again, they're building them by the river, everywhere, wherever all the drug addicts, illegal aliens, tent cities want to go. Oh, build a fence to stop them and protect people. No! We shouldn't have TSA at airports. We shouldn't, because the borders are open. All of this is garbage. All of this is crap. So, Dan Lyman, you just saw that report. You've got leftist guys calling for a wall, calling for a fence to protect them. But I bet if we go put a camera on them, which we're going to do, I bet they're against Trump's wall, aren't they?
This is a perfect example of how leftists ultimately ruin everything they touch, every area they move into. I give leftists some credit. They're really good at bars and restaurants and coffee shops. But other than that, once they gentrify an area in that manner, everything else starts falling apart eventually. You see that in California. You see that in every city that they take over, Seattle, Portland, Austin, because they refuse to face any of the facts about life, about crime, about immigration, about security. And eventually those areas that they turned nice eventually go to hell. And essentially what that guy was saying by calling it a third world country is that he was calling it an S-hole. And that is his city of Austin. I used to go to Austin every year. I used to play South by Southwest, and I used to travel there even before that. And I love that city. It was a great place. But as I return now, you know, to come into HQ and whatnot, I can't believe what's happening in Austin, especially, you know, in the real the popular areas like on 6th Street. It's just shocking.
Oh, yeah. If I need gas, I won't even stop downtown anywhere. Most of downtown now is literally like Soylent Green or Mexico City. I mean, they're crackheads, illegal aliens, tent cities, feces everywhere, people getting stabbed, shot, and it all just gets covered up. I mean, they have absolutely just devastated Austin.
Absolutely. And you know, I've been traveling the world for years now. I've seen a lot of cities at this point. This is nothing new. Every major city that is run by liberals is going this way. Melbourne, Australia, Wellington, New Zealand. Austin. I mean, you just see it everywhere where liberalism has taken hold. Everything goes to hell.
Why do they do that? And why do they act so demonic? And why are they so stupid? Who are they?
A lot of them are stupid people. I mean, a lot of liberals, just, you know, good meaning liberals, they're stupid. And they're stupid in the way that they won't accept reality.
They have no instincts.
Exactly. And they won't face facts, and they put feelings over facts. And I fear that this is going to happen across the country. You see it happening now, for instance, like in Boise, Idaho, which was a cool, hip town. It still is. But I mean, you have Californians moving in there, and they're starting to bring the problems and the basically open borders. You have tons of,
sure. What happens is anywhere leftists are, they collapse into a hellhole. Productive people, not even right wingers, we run somewhere, we make it great, and then they follow like locusts, and then they always show up to tell us what to do because that's their instinct. They're the slave masters.
Right. And they are working 24/7 wherever they are to gain footholds of power. I lived in northern Idaho up by the Canadian border in Sandpoint, and I thought this was going to be a conservative bastion. And in many ways it was, but in the center of town, all California liberals with a socialist mayor from another area, and they were immediately the first day in taking office, he put out a resolution calling the townspeople KKK, literally, if they oppose resettling migrants in this area from Somalia and Africa. It's just unbelievable, but you see it playing out.
Oh, I never got to that report. Have you seen the news reports with the Somalis? There'll be five Somalis in the school, and they bitch and say it's not halal, and the school changes the whole way they do it, where they slit animals' throats and torture them for hours. It's like, you want to cut our girls' genitals off? Do it. Like, cue that up. I didn't cover that Monday, or was it Sunday? I want to play that when we come back. Halal, now we have to cater to everyone. We bring them in, and it's all these Somalis going, I hate this country, and you don't feed. It's like, the Somalis are hungry. They have no food. They have not been given halal. And it's just like, it never ends. It just never ends, Dan.
You see all these protected groups. Now, Macron held a town hall a couple days ago with mayors from all over France. Very controlled situation, mostly mayors that didn't challenge him. But there was one, and we put the story up on Europe Wars yesterday, a mayor who basically called him out on open borders and catering to migrants. She was explaining that schools in the countryside are now minority French-speaking at the schools, and kids are that need foster care and that are orphans or just really high-needs French children are being brushed aside now because unaccompanied minors from other countries are getting to the front of the line with all their bills covered.
Absolutely. You must bow down to these people who then piss all over you. Dan Lyman, we'll talk to you tomorrow from Davos. Live coverage. God bless.
God bless. Cheers.
Follow him at EuropeWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, speaking of what we just mentioned, we're going to show the French mayor getting in Macron's face next segment. And I'm going to show local news out of California where it's like, these Somalis are hungry. No one gives them food. This is on local news. It is not halal, the abuse. And it's these pissed off Somalis like, ah. But boy, you go to their country, ha-ha, you are dead in 5 minutes or wishing you were. Don't you worry, though. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. I'm going to stab your daughter at the mall. Ooh, gonna stab your husband, gonna stab your son. And then the police chief gonna say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good, oh, they so sweet. Now, when we come back, remember, without your support, we will not be here. And the new product, Brain Force is amazing, it's a nootropic. Turbo Force is everything encompassed. The most powerful, next-level, healthy energy drink on the planet. This is, from our research, the ultimate beyond energy drink, Turbo Force, at InfoWarsLife.com. 33% off, out of the gates.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.